All right, let's dive in. Today, we're diving into the top 7 key facts about Lane Kiffin's fascinating football coaching career. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here, you'll learn 7 crucial facts about Lane Kiffin's career. Kick off your knowledge with Kiffin's key coaching career highlights. Let's get right to it with fact number 1. Lane Kiffin was the youngest head coach in modern NFL history at age 31 with the Oakland Raiders. Appointed head coach at just 31, Kiffin marked a rapid rise in the coaching ranks, showcasing his early potential in the NFL. Now here's a quick test question. Who was the youngest head coach in modern NFL history? Correct answer, Lane Kiffin. Remember this. Kiffin at 31, coaching history begun. Moving on to fact number 2. He played backup quarterback for Fresno State University and transitioned to coaching early in his career. Kiffin's early shift from playing to coaching at Fresno State laid the foundation for his coaching acumen and strategic mindset. Here's a question for you. What role did Kiffin have at Fresno State before starting his coaching career? Correct answer, backup quarterback. Think of it this way, from QB to coach, Kiffin's approach. Next up, fact number 3. Kiffin's 2005 USC offense set numerous school records and was historically significant in NCAA history. As USC's offensive coordinator, Kiffin's innovative strategies led to record-breaking performances, solidifying his reputation as an offensive mastermind. Quick test, which USC team set numerous school records under Kiffin's guidance in 2005? Correct answer, 2005 USC. Here's the takeaway. 2005, USC's offense thrived. All right, let's continue with fact number 4. He was fired from the Raiders by Al Davis over the telephone in September 2008. Kiffin's tumultuous tenure with the Raiders ended with a headline-making dismissal, illustrating the challenges of NFL coaching. Here's a question. Who fired Kiffin from the Raiders in 2008? Correct answer, Al Davis. Keep this in mind, 2008, Al's call sealed fate. On to fact number 5. Kiffin's tenure at Tennessee ended abruptly after one season, leading to campus unrest. His departure for USC ignited a fervent reaction from Tennessee fans, highlighting the intense emotions tied to college football coaching changes. Test question time. Which university experienced unrest after Kiffin left for USC? Correct answer, Tennessee. Here's what you need to know. Tennessee unrest, Kiffin's quest. Let's jump ahead to fact number 6. He led USC to a 10-2 record in 2011, despite NCAA sanctions preventing postseason play. Navigating sanctions, Kiffin's leadership at USC exemplified resilience and tactical prowess, achieving a strong season record. Let's see if you've got this. What was USC's record in 2011 under Kiffin despite sanctions? Correct answer, 10-2. Remember this. 2011, Kiffin's USC heaven. Finally, fact number 7. He revitalized FAU, leading them to an 11-3 record in 2017. Kiffin's transformative impact at FAU turned a struggling program into a conference champion, showcasing his program-building skills. Here's the last test question. Which team did Kiffin lead to an 11-3 record in 2017? Correct answer, FAU. Keep it simple. FAU's new view, 11-3. Now let's do a quick recap. Who was the youngest head coach in modern NFL history? Correct answer, Lane Kiffin. What role did Kiffin have at Fresno State before starting his coaching career? Correct answer, backup quarterback. Which USC team set numerous school records under Kiffin's guidance in 2005? Correct answer, 2005 USC. Who fired Kiffin from the Raiders in 2008? Correct answer, Al Davis. Which university experienced unrest after Kiffin left for USC? Correct answer, Tennessee. What was USC's record in 2011 under Kiffin despite sanctions? Correct answer, 10-2. Which team did Kiffin lead to an 11-3 record in 2017? Correct answer, FAU. You've mastered the top 7 facts about Lane Kiffin's career. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.